If you tune into the news just about anywhere, you might be under the impression that the election of Joe Biden means the sky is falling for the oil and gas industry. Center for Western Priorities Policy Director Jesse Prentice Dunn begs to differ. What public lands action has Biden announced so far?
Well, President Biden has done a couple of things. Most notably, he has paused new oil and gas leasing on public lands while the Interior Department takes a look at how our system for drilling on public lands works for communities, our climate, and for taxpayers. On the flip, he set a really bold goal of trying to preserve or conserve 30% of America's lands and waters by 2030.
But despite the Chicken Little rhetoric, the industry is sitting on a stockpile of unused oil and gas leases and drilling permits on public lands, right?
That's right. The oil and gas industry is sitting on more than 13 million acres of oil and gas leases that are just idle. That's more than half of all the oil and gas leases in the country. And they've also got somewhere in the neighborhood of 7,700 drilling permits that have already been approved but haven't been used. So when we're talking about pausing new leases on public lands, that does not affect drilling that is already going on or an oil company's ability to use the leases or permits that they already have.
And isn't there a great deal more activity that took place toward the end of the Trump administration that isn't even included in those numbers?
That's right. I mean, oil and gas companies saw the writing on the wall, and particularly after the November elections, really raced to lock in more drilling permits and more oil and gas leases. So, you know, this is not a case of shutting down the industry at all, merely saying we should take a time out, a pause, and make sure that this antiquated and broken system actually can work for us.
So while it's easy for industry to point to new efforts to protect clean air and clean water, develop more renewable energy sources, what's really driving the decline of the fossil fuel industry right now?
This is really a simple case of economics. The oil and gas industry and companies have spent a decade racking up massive debts, basically betting that if they invest in more rigs and just drill more, that the price of oil will come around and make them profitable. But the oil markets have cratered. And so the price of oil has really driven them to the brink of bankruptcy, not anything about a lack of public lands to drill on.
So how does the Center for Western Priorities want the Biden administration to manage public lands beyond this one-year moratorium?
Well, first, I think we need to really restore a sense of balance. Under the Trump administration, the direction was really, drill anywhere, drill everywhere. Let's make sure our public lands work for the oil industry rather than all Americans. So we'd like to see a balance of conservation and recreation and energy development, and then also really a shift towards developing more renewable energy on public lands where it makes sense. Really, I think balance sums it up.
Jesse Prentice Dunn from the Center for Western Priorities, thanks for speaking with me.
Absolutely. Thank you.